Hello, Polytopians. Thanks for tuning into the Polytopian Times. I'm your host, Sam, and as always, I'm joined by E Spark, who we are always glad to have on.
Hello, nice to be here. This will be fun.
Yes, yeah, and this will be fast, too. Today, Polytopians, we're going to be doing just a fairly brief episode on some updates to the Diplomacy Beta. Some really cool features that just got added, I think, are very useful for players. That's specifically the replay function and live games. So without any further ado, let's dive right on in. Starting off at the top, we've got we'll start with the live games. Now, these are oriented at more of an esports angle and people who are going to be playing games obviously streamed live. Now, the interesting thing about this is there's not like set times or anything per turn. Instead of, say, getting 15 minutes or 5 minutes to try and play out your turn, what you have instead is a fluid, flexible time that adjusts depending on how large the player's empire is, how many units they have. So then beyond that, unspent time from previous turns gets added onto a rolling clock for future turns.
Have you tried one of these yet?
Oh, a couple of them, yeah.
I've done, I think, two or three, and there's a few moments where I started to panic, where I look at the clock ticking down, and I'm like, oh, I only have 30 seconds left.
Yeah, you're just forced into this moment where you don't get to make the optimal movement for every unit. You just need to make sure every unit moves before it's too late.
I'm not a fast player. I know some people are. Some people just can look at a map and just know that I have to think about it. So the difference with the live game really is, making up your mind quick, right? It's like blitz chess versus, you know, you have hours to make up your mind in chess, right? It's a blitz, right? Kind of different pressure.
100%, yeah. Just throwing on a timer automatically throws on a level of stress you wouldn't otherwise have. So I guess it's going to lead to very interesting games, not necessarily more complex games than you might otherwise see, but I think more stressful and intense games to watch.
Yeah, it's a different skill set. It's, people who can just look at it, make a quick match. But, you know, there's a lot of people who love quick games. When I'm on the Discord or the Facebook group, the number one thing you see is, who wants a quick game? Nobody asks for a slow game. So I think this is going to be very popular. I think people are really going to love that because a lot of players love the quick game.
Yeah, and this is a great way to make sure your opponent plays through to the end. I mean, otherwise, I believe after like a minute or so past the end of a turn, don't they get automatically kicked? I could be.
What I've done is, this happened to me. My opponent said, "Oh, I have to go for a second. I'll be back." And I'm like, "Okay." And it automatically skips their turn. Like, this is how it's set up now, right? It might change. I think it skips your turn twice, and then it will kick you.
All right, that's fair. That's sort of like my real life rule of thumb. If you can't make two turns in a row, you're just out of the game.
Yeah, which is another kind of sneaky way, actually. So you could ask someone, "Hey, let's do a live game," and then, you know, your opponent's like, "Oh, I gotta go." You could claim an easy win just when they dip out, which is kind of not fair, but also fair because that's what you signed up for.
I mean, you're not wrong. It's sort of a catch-22. You know, going in, you need to finish this up when you start it, or otherwise it's just going to be finished for you. Don't be too tied to your ELO score if you're going to be playing a bunch of live games.
One thing that is kind of cool about it is it takes the responsibility for kicking away from the opponent. So in some of the communities I play in, there's this whole ethics about, when do you kick a player? When do you skip them? Give them a break or no, play by the rules. So if it's the game that's skipping you, you can't point fingers at your opponent and say, "Hey, you were mean. You skipped me when I was just taking a," you know, it's like, "Oh, you know, it wasn't me. It's just the game."
Yeah, no, 100%. It's just, you know, luck of the draw on that. It's an automated process. I totally understand, because you do hit these points where, especially in like larger FFAs, there are just players who are not playing their turns anymore, and they're not going to resign at any point. So you have to align on? Are you just going to perpetually skip that person? When are you going to decide to kick them in, you know, good faith? Because if it's a six-person game and one person's not playing, you're inconveniencing the other six. And yeah, I think that having the system automatically do it after a certain point's very fair, because it definitely, yeah, just takes those questions away.
Yeah. Again, if that's what you're signing up for, you know, play the live game, be there. And otherwise, sign up for 24, like me, take one day to do your turn. That's fine.
Yeah. And you know what? If you and your opponent can play faster turns, you can still get a faster paced game than the 24 hours do.
Right.
So the other really cool part of this update, and I know we're kind of breezing on through it, but we definitely want to touch on this because I think this is maybe the most useful thing for all players, especially for new players who are learning how to play. Replay function, because like you watch the entire game out in detail, turn by turn, every movement made from either perspective, any player that's on there, and you see their stars per turn, what text they're researching, when they're doing it, what vision they have, whether or not they're getting an explorer or walls or resources or super units. You get to see the whole picture in great detail, which again is really useful for, say, less skilled players playing against a skilled opponent. You see what they did that you didn't do, what gave them the edge. Or you can see, conversely, if it's like, oh, it's just map spawn and we knew early on that this was a GG. Now, because that happens sometimes too, and I think it's useful to know that.
Yeah, players have been asking for this feature for years. People have been saying, please, please, can we have a replay at the end? I love that you can fast forward, you can move ahead, you can move back, you can, yeah, like you said, you can switch it to the tech tree and see what the techs are going on. It's actually a really well-developed feature, and you can download it and save it. You can rewatch it. I anticipate that there's going to be channels where people, you know, post their replays, get feedback, and learn from it. Yeah, so I think it's a really great feature and has so much potential for learning and training.
Most definitely, I agree. It's got a lot of versatility there, and I think that's where it's going to really shine. I mean, it's fun getting to watch your replays at the end of the fact, no matter what.
Sometimes it's painful to watch your replays, and you're like, oh, I made a mistake. Oh, why did I do that?
Yeah, you know, like you're thinking, oh, I've got a clever plan laid out. I'm about to hit it, and you watch somebody completely undo it, and then you watch the replay, and you see how they were planning to counter your plan for turns. Yeah. No, I'm with you there. It's really useful. And I mean, I definitely think the people in the Polytopian Times training community are definitely going to get a lot of use out of it directly, too. I mean, I'm definitely going to be letting anybody who plays against me know to use them. And honestly, I've been taking it to the next level. So Polytopian Times has set up its own YouTube channel. It's not really news by now. But I've been trying to include links to the replays themselves in the description of the videos. So if you like the video and you want to see in more detail and get different points of views and all, it's there, a little catalog. Really, the only sad part is you're limited to 10 replays except for the ones you save. And I believe, like, after a certain point, sorry, it's 5 of the live ones and then 10 of the ones you decide to save. And, like, you have to choose what are you saving for all time, because once you get rid of that one replay, unless you have the link saved, it's gone.
Yeah, I'm hoping they will expand that and make it so there's more space available. But we'll see. Yeah,
fingers crossed. We're going to stay tuned. I know there's plenty of changes that are bound to happen with this new diplomacy meta. There's a lot of stuff that's still in the air. I mean, obviously the number one thing I think any Polytopian player is going to be thinking of is going to be what is going to go on with Minsk, because the current situation where it's one star per mountain is kind of unsatisfying and it's a downgrade. Going to change, but how? We don't know. We got to wait and see. We're staying tuned, and there's bound to be other changes beyond that, but we're getting all sorts of brand new cool features. Replays and live games are going to be great for the whole player base once they roll out en masse. And I mean, obviously diplomacy is going to make for a lot of fun too, getting the replay of like a very detailed large FFA where you see alliances develop and shatter in live. That'll be fun.
There's so much. I'm really looking forward to this between diplomacy, the other changes. There's so much good stuff coming. It's very exciting, and there's a lot of potential.
Yeah. Can't wait to see how it all comes to fruition. Well, Polytopians, we did say it was going to be a fairly short episode, and I'm going to say that's going to wrap up this one. There's not so much to talk about beyond these two new lovely things on this particular run, so definitely want to thank eSpark, as always, for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Of course, always. And, well, until next week, Polytopians. See ya.